President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, and Mike Wilson will be calling in just a moment, so we'll have him on board. But wow, man, what a week. What a crazy week in sports with, obviously, the NBA action that's going on, Dallas winning 2 in Minnesota, and the Boston Celtics taking complete control of that series after yesterday, now up 3-0. And you know what? This is for my partner, whether he's here or he's not here at this moment in time, but he'll be here briefly. And the Pac-12 went out with a bang here in Scottsdale, Arizona, where the Wildcats come up with the goods, and it is everything wild and crazy and everything that you love about the Pac-12. So, quite frankly, man, I think it was pretty cool the way that the Wildcats were able to pull that thing out. And I know that my partner was in Scottsdale checking things out. So, Mike, good morning, brother. How are you?
Yeah, it was, I saw the end of it, for sure, with the Pac-12 last night. Great game. The semifinals and the finals were a great game, great games. And it was sad to see, but heck, if that's how we're going to go out, that's a good way to go out, you know? And at the end of the day, it is what it is in college athletics these days. But the big thing I want to talk about is those Boston Celtics and Drew Holiday, baby. I am just itching to talk about how Drew played last night. It was phenomenal.
The Wildcat Pac-12 walk-off, and he wants to talk about Drew Holiday, the former Milwaukee Buck. We got to take a break, man. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf on the other side. We'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
how would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and now we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Looking at what's happening in the sports world, it's a lot of fun, obviously, but speaking of fun, so is the NHL playoff hockey action, where both series are now knotted up at 1-1, and I was watching the Rangers and the Panthers the other night, and wow, what a game. Like, overtime, just chaos, craziness, and obviously they got the much-needed win going back to Florida, now 1-1, so both these series knotted up at 1, John. Is this kind of what you expected?
Yeah, pretty much, Andy. And to your point, both teams won, both series 1-1. Ironic in the fact that in the first game of each series, the road team was the winner. The second game, the home team, obviously the winner. And in the second games, the home teams obviously with their backs to the wall. Nobody wants to go on the road down 0-2 in a seven-game series. So big wins for both Dallas and the Rangers in Game 2, and with the exception of Game 1, which was the 3-0 Florida game over the Rangers, essentially the other three have been one-goal games, two of which have gone into overtime, and I count Saturday night's game as a one-goal game, even though the final score was 3-1, the third goal was into an empty net, it was a 2-1 game. So pretty tight as we expected. When you get to this point in the season, you've got your best teams in the playoffs. You should have your four best teams around. That means that you should have close games. That's what we're seeing.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
Look, the NHL playoffs to me are the best tournament on the planet, and they're not necessarily disappointing or anything, but what are you seeing in terms of the excitement around it? I mean, is it business as usual for you, or is maybe this a down year, or what are you just seeing around just the hockey itself and the fans and the just the whole playoff experience with the NHL hockey?
Well, I'd have to say that it's pretty much business as usual, and I think everybody is happy, apart from the fact that obviously the owners, players, and fans of the team still alive are very much interested in it for obvious reasons. I think the NHL is keen because the New York Rangers, what the league will consider to be a flagship franchise, is down to the last four with a good chance of winning the whole thing. Dallas is a big TV market. The Canadian fans are happy because finally we have a Canadian team in the last four, and that is a Canadian team that also has a good chance to win it, because that's going to be a very even series, as we've discussed. And Florida might be the oddball team here, because Florida is really not a big hockey market, although with the success of the Panthers over the last couple of years, we have seen a lot more interest in Florida in hockey, especially with the Tampa Bay Lightning success in the last 7 or 8 years. So I think hockey is growing in Florida as well, but I think all around it's a win-win situation for everybody, Mike.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey playoffs, and I want to go back to the other night where Connor McDavid gets called for a penalty, right? And then obviously later on through that game, he winds up, you know, reconciling himself and getting that much-needed goal for them in overtime. So talk about the way that momentum happens in these games, too.
Well, I think momentum's a huge factor here, and it's kind of funny that you bring that up, because I'm old enough to remember the 1992-93 Toronto Maple Leaf-Los Angeles Kings series, where Wayne Gretzky, who was the Connor McDavid of that era, was not called for a high stick late in the third period in Game 6, where the Leafs were up 3-2. He ended up scoring the winning goal that night and then dominated Game 7 to put the Kings into the final against the Montreal Canadiens. So I saw a lot of similarities there. The fact that Connor McDavid was called for his penalty and Gretzky wasn't is the one difference. But the ironic thing here is that I hung in there till the end of the first overtime. I was just tired, so I went to bed, woke up the next morning, and found out if I'd stayed up and watched the first 30 seconds of the game, the last 30 seconds of the game, I wouldn't have been that further behind. So a couple of funny stories about that. But, yeah, McDavid, he's showing his talent. He's showing his leadership. I thought he was a little slow in the game on Saturday night. I don't think he had his usual get up and go, whether that was just he was tired, whether the emotions had run out after that first game and the long series against Vancouver, I'm not sure. But I thought he would be a little bit quicker on Saturday night, but he wasn't, and that may have been the difference, because Dallas obviously won the game.
Yeah, and it's been very noticeable when he is fresh. He is absolutely the fastest guy out there on the ice, and kind of brings me to my next thought about how the Panthers played so well in Game 1, right? And then Game 2, the Rangers seemed like the more physical team, John, for the most part. And then obviously they broke through. They got that goal late in overtime, and they were able to kind of like put Florida on their heels. And I don't know if I've necessarily seen that so far throughout the playoffs.
No, I think it was one of those situations where the Rangers just wanted it and needed it a little bit more. I thought that the rest of the game was very close. I mean, obviously, when you get to a second overtime, the game's been incredibly close. But I just think the Rangers wanted it that little bit more. As I said earlier, I don't think they wanted to go to Florida down 0-2. Trying to win 4 out of 5 when 3 of the 5 games are in the other team's building is awfully tough. I think it was just a question of the Rangers dug a little deeper. I'm not going to say the Panthers were laying back because they had and content because they had won the first game. Therefore, obviously, we're going to have at least a split going home, which is what the road team obviously looks for in a 7-game series. I just think the Rangers wanted it that little bit more. Two great goaltenders, as we expected, those games would be low-scoring games. And when we talked about that series last week, I think that was one of the things we focused on was the goaltending, and that we expected them to be close games. And you can't get any closer than the games we've seen so far.
Okay, John, real quick, we're kind of getting to the break here, but out of the four teams, which two are going to give us the most entertaining Stanley Cup in your opinion, or who would you like to see in the Stanley Cup final?
Well, not a question of who I'd like to see, because none of these teams are teams that I'm particularly fond of. I don't dislike any of the teams, so I can look at this completely as a neutral observer. In terms of hockey entertainment, I think Dallas is a better team, but I think Edmonton's a more exciting team to watch. And in terms of the Rangers and Florida, the Rangers were dominant all season, so that has to tell you that they were the better team all season. But there's something about that Florida team that just doesn't seem to give up. And both teams in that series have great goaltending, which is going to provide for a great final, whichever team gets there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm kind of hoping for, in all honesty, just thinking about this, like, I don't know, man. To me, there's something about those warm weather teams that I don't like them getting to the Stanley Cup Finals. And maybe that's just because I've been soured here in the desert by the Coyotes. But I'll be honest, I wouldn't mind seeing the Rangers playing against the Oilers. That, to me, sounds like a very intriguing series, John. But I know we're up against it, so we'll take a pause for the cause. You can give me your thought on that on the other side, and then obviously we'll shift gears and talk some Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We got Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf guiding you through, and lucky enough to be hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk NHL hockey, and we've done that. But John, I do want to give you a moment to address what I said. I think market-wise, Oilers playing New York, get rid of those two warm weather teams in the Dallas Stars and the Florida Panthers, and I think you're going to have yourselves one hell of a Stanley Cup final. But again, I don't really care, but it just thinking about it as far as the way that the world works, New York is a great market, and what would NHL hockey be without a Canadian team being there to represent for the Stanley Cup? So that's just where my head is.
Yeah, I think it would be an interesting matchup, and apart from the fact that the two teams in the current era are very good, obviously, because of where they have finished, there's a huge connection between those two teams if you go back. Looking at the player side, Mark Messier, Esa Tikkanen, Kevin Lowe, Craig McTavish, Wayne Gretzky, Jari Kurri, Glenn Anderson, all played for both teams, although they all played for the Oilers first in their glory days and finished up with the Rangers. And then on the executive side, there's a huge connection there, too, because Glenn Sather spent a lot of time in both cities, and John Muckler worked in both cities. So there is a bit of a connection between those two teams. And I think anybody that's our age that lives in Edmonton and had the opportunity to see those early 80s Oilers and realize the connection between the two teams, anybody that lives in Edmonton and is an Edmonton fan might find that rather appealing. So from that standpoint, I think I might agree with you that it would be an interesting final.
Okay, let's shift gears and let's talk some Major League Baseball, where I've got some interesting thoughts on my mind right now, because as I look around the standings, I think I'm going to be a little shocked in myself and what I'm going to say here. We know New York is good, the Yankees I'm talking about. Obviously, we know that they're a very good baseball team. They seem to have rebounded very much so from last season. Baltimore is doing everything they can to hang in there, John. They're three games behind. It's not that they're playing lousy. They've won three straight. They're playing decent baseball. Then there's a big drop-off in the American League East because Boston is the next closest team, and they're 10 games behind. Tampa and your guys, the Blue Jays, both double digits as well behind. So going to be a tough task there. Here's where I'm really intrigued, okay? This is bizarre to me right now. We have the Cleveland Guardians and this Kansas City Royals team both have, Kansas City 34 and the Guardians 35. I'm talking about the amount of wins. The Yankees have 37, okay? Looking around all of Major League Baseball, the Phillies have 38, and the Braves have all of a sudden kind of slowed down a little bit themselves. The Brewers have 30. They're the division leader. The Dodgers have 33. They're the division leader. Is it crazy, but the Guardians and Kansas City Royals would be in first in any division except for the division where the Yankees are in the American League East and then the National League East? How bizarre is that, John?
Yeah, it's very bizarre, and if you look at the streaks, if you look at the standings and look at the far right-hand columns, the streaks column and the losses in the last 10 games, there's some very interesting numbers there. Looking at that Cleveland-Kansas City situation, in the last 10 games, both teams are 9-1. They've both won 8 in a row. So that race has not changed in the last 10 games between those two, essentially. Apart from the sequence in which they won their 9 games and had their one loss. So it may have changed by a game at some point in time. I don't know whether they lost the same game or not, but that is interesting in itself. But when you're looking at win streaks, we talk about Cleveland and Kansas City have won 8 in a row, and the The Yankees are 8-2. Philadelphia's 8-2. Even the Cardinals are 8-2, and the Giants are 8-2 in their last 10. So we've seen a lot of streaks in the last 10 games, and we've on the other side we've seen some losing streaks as well. Tampa Bay, surprisingly, and Texas, even more surprisingly, have both lost 6 in a row. The Mets have lost 5 in a row. That's a disaster, so we won't go there. I think we kind of expected that to happen at some point in time. And even Seattle and the Los Angeles Dodgers, which are also both first-place teams, they also lost 4 games in a row. So it has been a crazy 10 days, no question about that. But the Guardians surprised me a little bit. I thought the Twins were probably the team to beat in that division, and they still may get back into it. We've talked about the Yankees. We've talked about Baltimore. I think Baltimore got a bit of a shock this week when they were swept by the St. Louis Cardinals in Baltimore. I don't think any of us saw that coming after the horrendous start that the Cardinals had. But to me, the big surprise, and we've talked about this before, is the Kansas City Royals. I mean, they've been kicked around for so many years since their World Series appearances. Now to sit and look at them being only a game and a half out of first place in their division at Memorial Day weekend, I think that's a pretty impressive statistic, one I certainly didn't see coming. We thought they were building in the right direction, but I think they've advanced a little bit quicker than any of us might have thought.
John, as you take a look at the National League East, and you take a look, you know, Philly's up by 7 games on Atlanta. A lot of people like Atlanta. I like Atlanta. What's going on? And I know, look, I'm not throwing any shade at Philly. I know Philly's a good squad. Like, I'm very aware of that. But it shocks me a little bit that Atlanta's down 7 games to Philly in that division. What particularly is going on there to have that kind of 7-game lead for the Phillies?
I think a huge factor is the injury to Spencer Strider. I mean, obviously, he's out for the season with Tommy John surgery, so you take the number one pitcher off of any staff in the major leagues, you're going to see a huge drop-off in that team's record unless they go out and sign somebody or arrange for a trade with somebody to pick up an ace to replace that individual. But I think the Phillies are just having one of those seasons. They've had the best record in baseball for about the last 5 or 6 weeks every time we've looked at these numbers. They're playing good baseball. They're solid top to bottom. Their pitching is solid. Their hitting is solid. Their defense is solid. And quite frankly, I think Rob Thompson has done an outstanding job there since taking over a couple of years ago. So I think they've done a good job putting the team together on the field. So they're playing in a tough division. I think Atlanta has had a really good run. I still think Atlanta's going to get back into this. I don't think we'll see Philadelphia ahead by 7 games at the end of the season. I think it will be a lot closer. But those wins in April and May count just as much as those ones in September.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball at this moment in time. And kind of get me to the next point here. This is a big week if you look at some of the matchups, right, where I think the Brewers are playing the Cubs. Could be separation week to a certain point, John, if you think about it, or bringing teams back in the mix. And when I look at the standings around the league, you know, Baltimore being 3 games behind the Yankees, right? Like, that's close. The Guardians and the Royals, that's close right now, 1.5. Minnesota 6.5 behind them, and they're hanging in there. So to your point, they've won 4 straight too. Like, they're hanging in there. So if the Guardians slip up or the Royals slip up, Minnesota could sneak in there. My point is this. Okay, so looking at the race where you were talking about the Phillies, Mike, just a moment ago, a 7-game lead on the Braves, that's going to tighten up. We know it. But my point to the whole of everything I'm saying right now is, some of these races are a little out of hand already, John, right? So with that being said, can we assume that things are going to tighten up sooner or later, or is more separation going to happen?
I think things are going to tighten up. You know, we've always talked about Memorial Day being sort of the first milepost in the marathon of the Major League Baseball season. Classic example of, you know, series closing up. A week ago, we looked at where the Cardinals were, we looked at where the Cubs were, and the Brewers in that division, and the Cubs go into St. Louis for a 3-game series. They've dropped the first 2. They have a chance to salvage one this afternoon. before they go to Milwaukee for three games. You know, if you're the Cubs and you lose three to the Cardinals and three to the Brewers or four out of those six, let's say, all of a sudden the Cubs drop back a little bit, Cardinals squeeze them, the Brewers stretch it out a little bit. Philadelphia is on a West Coast trip starting tomorrow. They start off in San Francisco. As I mentioned earlier, the Giants 8-2 in their last 10, so they're playing good baseball right now. So this may be the opportunity where the Phillies drop back a little bit and the Braves catch up, because the Braves' next series is against the Washington Nationals. So by the time we talk next week, the Phillies will have played the Giants and, I believe, the Dodgers. The Braves have played the Washington Nationals. There's a pretty good chance that's going to tighten up to a little bit less than seven games.
Something that I'm noticing here, too, since you mentioned the Cardinals, right? They are starting to figure things out a little bit. They're only a couple games under 500. And like you said, having won four straight now, they're a little bit more in the mix. And then also what I'm noticing, as you mentioned as well, about the Giants, they have all of a sudden made this a little bit more of an interesting race. They're 27-26, only 5.5 back, and now ahead of the Padres. And I just got to ask you one final thing on the Padres. I don't even know if we have enough time, but the bottom line is I don't think they're living up to the hype. What say you?
No, it's been the case for about 3 or 4 years. I think this is a team of greatly talented individuals, but I don't think it's really a team.
Great stuff, John. I can hear the music, so can you. I guess we got to run. Appreciate you. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball like nobody's business, baby. That's why we have them. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be back on the other side, and I think we got to talk some hoops, man. We got to get there. I know you're chomping at the bit to talk about Drew. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your Total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Just got done with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. I think we got to talk some NBA hoops to satisfy the craving of my partner, who is just loving life right now because his Boston Celtics are having a great run in the postseason. And I'm not trying to knock this run at all, Mike, but I do want to say something because I do think it is valid. I'm sorry, but it's valid. They beat a Cleveland team. Or let's start out here. They beat a Miami
we're going there.
Team.
Okay.
Let's start out here. They beat a Miami team that limped their way into the postseason. And I have a point to what I'm saying. So don't get your panties all in a bunch, okay? Just hear me out first, all right? So
I'm not wearing any panties today.
So anyways. They beat a Miami team that was playing without Jimmy Buckets, and we know how good Jimmy Buckets is, okay? And so do the Boston Celtics, for that matter.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Okay?
So, but again, I don't think that even if he was playing, that the Boston Celtics weren't going to get by of them. However, it may have been with a little bit more resistance. Okay, is that fair?
No, that's fair. Gotcha.
Okay, so then they go on to play Cleveland, okay? And then what happens in that Cleveland series? Well, Donovan Mitchell gets hurt, who is arguably their best player, right? Right?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And now they're playing an Indiana Pacer team that, quite freaking frankly, has overachieved in this postseason. And now they're playing without Tyrese Halliburton, who many think is their best player. So, look, I'm not – you play who's in front of you, okay? So I respect the fact that they're going out there and they're doing what they do. But at some point, okay, you're going to go up against a team – that has dudes just like you have, and they're going to hopefully be healthy enough to go up against your guys and put up a formidable fight. And right now, my opinion on who that might be has swung a little bit. I was hoping and thinking that the Minnesota Timberwolves have found themselves, and all of a sudden this was a defensive juggernaut. But then comes the Dallas Mavericks, who've walked their way into Minneapolis, and they walked their way out of Minneapolis up 2-0 going back to Dallas for a game later today where they could take a commanding 3-0 lead in this series. And then I think about Luka and Kyrie potentially going up against Boston's Tatum and Brown and Drew Holiday, and Porzingis will probably be back for that one. And I think about the bigs from Dallas, Lively and Gafford, and how well they're playing. And I say to myself, wow, we might actually have ourselves one hell of an NBA final. And this is where my question comes to you. Since Boston has had such an easy run, I'm going to assume that this is going to be another easy run for them. Do you think at some point when they actually might have to face adversity, they'll be ready for it? Because I don't feel like there's been many challenges put in their way thus far through the postseason. And you can argue that Dallas and or Minnesota has had a much tougher route. So the other side of that is, well, maybe those two teams come in a little bit too banged up because they've beaten themselves up along the way. There's a lot of different ways we could go with this, but I'm going to go with the way that I think most of the time when it comes to sports is the biggest thing, adversity and dealing with that. They haven't had much adversity. Is that an issue to you?
I hear where everybody's going with this and an easy route. And like you said, you play who's in front of you. And if they're injured, that's not Boston's problem. That's a them problem. That's not a Boston problem.
Agree.
And so does it concern me? Yeah. We've had to deal, granted Boston's loaded, this is happening. I'm like, look, Boston has six guys that can get you. All six guys can get you 20 points in a single night, like any one of them. It doesn't matter. We've had to deal with the loss of Porzingis for about the last month, 5 weeks, whatever it's been with him. And he's been missed because he's rim protection. He's three-point shooting. He's passing. He's what people call him, is the unicorn. Like, he can do everything. And certainly he's been missed. It does concern me, getting to the finals, and I think the Indiana series is not over by any stretch, even though Boston's up 3-0. But when you play these teams, whether it's Dallas, whether it's the T-Wolves, they have bigs, and they can make life tough. We saw Minnesota make life tough for Jokic and Denver, and they're the defending champs. They had three guys that could just lean on the Joker for 48 minutes and make life pretty miserable for him. Even though, look, Joker's the Joker, and he played pretty well in the semifinals, but these two teams that are left in the West, they do bring some concerns for us Celtic fans, because the one area that we're not exactly stout in are bigs. Yes, we have the ageless wonder in Al Horford, who had seven threes last night and was just it was unbelievable. And then we have an injured Porzingis, and I don't think he plays in this Eastern Conference Final. I think they're gonna just roll without him and give him even more rest to come back 100% in the finals. But it is a concern. It's certainly been a concern for me all year that we're a little thin up front with our bigs, and with the teams left in the West, they have bigs and they have athletic bigs. But at the same time, we got probably one of the best wing combos in the league in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. You got Derek White, you got Drew Holiday. Peyton Pritchard has played very well in the postseason for the Boston Celtics, and he can hit threes. And just the way that Boston plays, it is frustrating for me from time to time when they're not hitting threes and they keep shooting threes. And they kind of shoot their way out of games. And that is a concern. The one thing that I know that Boston brings 95% of the time is extreme effort on the defensive end. And they all those guys can, the first six guys, seven guys off the bench, they can all play defense. And defense wins championships. So we'll see. The complaints about Jason Tatum, I think, are somewhat valid. But look, he's still Jason Tatum. I think he had 30 last night. Jaylen Brown had a 40 burger, the other night. He hit the game, went the three from the corner to send it to overtime in game one. There's a lot of ways Boston can get to you and defeat you. I think last night was one of those games where it wasn't going well. Certainly, they're down 18, they're down 20 points. They come back, they start clamping down on defense and get stops and score points, and they start hitting some threes to complete the win and go up 3-0. But to your point, Andy, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, and Celtic fans and even the guys in the locker room, they're not going to make excuses for the other team for them being hurt. And so, you know, if people want to say it's an easy route, so be it. Like, it doesn't matter to me. They just keep winning. And that's the bottom line. Okay. Are you winning? Are you losing? Are you closing guys out, closing teams out when you need to? So hopefully in the next game, game four, Boston can just step on their throat, end this, and get some rest. Get KP back in the lineup for game one of the NBA Finals.
All right. So here's my concern for the Boston Celtics. Looking at numbers and numbers alone, and by the way, Tatum had, I believe he had 36 or something like that last night.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because then, you know, the other night after what Jaylen Brown did, then you have these so-called media experts coming on right. And talking about, well, Jaylen Brown's the best player on that team. And then Jason Tatum comes back with a game like he had yesterday where 36, 10, and 8 assists. And I think he kind of wanted to shut people up a little bit and be like, look, this is my team. You know, it's not Jaylen Brown's team. It's my team. I think that's going to be an interesting thing moving forward with how that dynamic works, just based on what the media wants to do with it. They got to be bigger and rise above any nonsense that they're listening to. But here's my concerns. The bench is pretty thin, my friend. You got 4 points off the bench yesterday in that victory.
Right.
I know that the starters can all score 20 points, and you know, three of the five scored at least 20, but they're also logging a lot of minutes. Tatum played 44 yesterday, which obviously was the most out of any guy. The other guys all played mid-30s. Jaylen Brown did play 38 minutes. But when you're only playing four guys off the bench and you're getting such little productivity from those four guys, I think that puts a lot of strain on your starting five to just continue to play extremely good basketball. You look on the other side, and I'm going to make this argument, my friend. Indiana blew game one. Is that fair to say, yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they completely stepped on themselves, yeah.
Okay, and then to a certain degree, they blew game three as well, right? Like, you were talking about how they were up 18, 20 points, and all of a sudden that game got tight, and I was watching periodically. I was out for dinner, actually, but I kept watching, and, you know, they're up 99-92. They're up. Like, I'm talking about Indiana. They were up.
Right.
All of a sudden, then Boston pulled it out. So in a weird way, I know they're down 0-3, but they could actually also be up 2-1 if they didn't blow a couple of the first three games. So, look, there's a little bit of luck involved in all of this as well.
Absolutely.
You know, so at the end of the day, you got to be lucky to be good. That's part of it. And I'm not taking anything away from Boston. And the only thing I think that can stop Boston to a certain degree is themselves.
Boston.
Like you said, they have a tendency to go 3-point happy when they're not hitting 3-pointers, or they have a tendency to not be aggressive at certain points in the game, and all of a sudden teams are back in the game. So, like, there's a lot of things that go on, but ultimately they have the best starting five in all of the league, and it's by so far, it's incredible. So if they can continue to play the way that they're playing, they're hard to beat 4 out of 7 games. I hear the music. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Oh. One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Final time here on this hour of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and we didn't address this, Mike, in the first hour until right now, but there was something that happened, and I learned later on that he actually went to ASU, and I'm talking about Grayson. Grayson Murray, the young man who obviously passed away at the age of 30, it is now information that he died of suicide, but played golf at ASU, and he was really, really loved on the tour by all these guys. Just sad, man. It's incredibly sad to see somebody that young struggling with addiction and this and that and the other. Just the sad part of life, my friend, and it's just too bad that somehow, some way, he was unable to get the help that he needed, and life was too much for him. So thoughts and prayers to Grayson and his family and everybody that he touched, but I did want to mention that. Mike?
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was shocked, but once again, Andy, it just focuses people in on the fact, check in on your friends. You know, you gotta make sure your buddies, especially men, are okay.
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with addiction, you got to take that to the next level. But check in on your friends because they may be okay, even though they say they are.
Or they may not be okay. I got you, man.
We
got to take a pause for the cause. Hour one in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. We'll be right back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
News. I'm Laura Winters. The long holiday weekend underway right now with millions of Americans flying and others taking to the road. Monday is Memorial Day. A new Fox News poll of registered voters finds 55% of Americans say they will not be planning a vacation this summer. 42% say they will be. Now, as for the reason some will not be taking a trip, 73% surveyed say they don't have the money. 15% say they just don't have the time. Forecasters warning of a very active, hyperactive hurricane season this year. NOAA predicting an 85% chance of an above normal season. There could be 17 to 25 named storms due to record warm water. The hurricane season starts June 1st and runs through November. Another setback for Democrats in the Senate as a border bill fails to pass. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
The Senate has witnessed the failure of a border security bill for the second time. Democrats are pointing fingers at Republicans, a move Senator John Cornyn of Texas anticipated.
Vulnerable Democrats, including the President of the United States, can try to fool the American people into believing that they really care when obviously they don't.
It's worth noting that Democrats, including California Senator Alex Padilla, also oppose the legislation. They express dissatisfaction with the absence of discussions on visa expansion or assistance for the Dreamers. Instead, the bill aimed to formalize catch and release policies and allocate a specific quota for daily asylum cases. I'm John Schaefer.
And turning now to sports action on the ice. In Game 2 of the NHL Conference Finals, the New York Rangers beating the Florida Panthers 2-1 in overtime and tie up the series one game apiece. Game 3 tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Turning now to politics and the race for president in 2024, we still do not know who Donald Trump will be picking to be his vice president. Many political pundits do not believe it will be Nikki Haley, even though she endorsed him this week. Here's USA's Corey Myers.
Nikki Haley has chosen her side. The former South Carolina governor and GOP presidential candidate said that she would vote for a president who supports freedom and capitalism, who supports our allies and will secure the border.
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
Haley said Trump would be wise to woo her supporters to him, not just assume they will vote for him.
In other news, Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York City is scheduled to resume on Tuesday after the holiday. The case could go to the jury and deliberations could start as early as Wednesday. Filmmaker and former CNN host Morgan Spurlock has died at the age of 53. He was behind the very popular documentary called Supersize Me, which was nominated for an Academy Award. The film was about the health risks of fast food. He is best known for eating McDonald's food for a month and gaining 25 pounds. His family says he died from complications from cancer. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and tons of things to talk about in the sports world, from obviously the last Pac-12 experience here in Scottsdale, Arizona, where the Wildcats put on a performance and had it in walk-off fashion, man. You can't make this stuff up. So that's pretty cool stuff to go out with a bang like that. Speaking about going out with a bang, the Boston Celtics up 3-0 on the Indiana Pacers, and the Dallas Mavericks looking to go up 3-0 later on today against the Minnesota Timberwolves. A lot going on in the tennis world as Roland Garros is coming up soon. The golf world is always going on. And again, want to mention Grayson Murray and obviously the people that he touched and the family. Just thoughts and prayers going out to you guys big time. Mike, let's get after it this hour, my friend.
Yeah, let's do it. There is a lot to talk about, and it's all good stuff, minus the Grayson, the PGA golfer. But yes, I will talk about the Pac-12, and we can get into college athletics, but it was a great way to go out for the Conference of Champions last night in Scottsdale, Arizona. So congratulations to Bear Down fans and U of A fans. So it was a fun game. The semifinals were fun. The final, the championship game was fun. So, you know, we can get into that if you want to.
All righty. We'll be back on the other side and we'll wrap about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with you. By the way, I haven't done this yet all day, which is pretty crazy and wild, speaking of it. You can get at us a couple few different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Or you can get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. So, do you have anything you want to say about the Pac-12 conference, or should we think about it like the way it is, where it's over and done with, and we can talk about other things? So it's up to you. If you have some last minute things that you want to say, because I know that you've covered this conference for a long, long time. I know if you have some sentimental type stuff here that you need to get off your chest, it's okay. But if you're ready to move on, like it seems like the college world is, so am I. So whatever you'd like to do.
Right. Oh, look, the demise of the Pac-12 is the result of years of mismanagement. I mean, gross mismanagement on the part of the conference school presidents. There are a few at a certain schools I will not name out loud that played a big part in keeping former Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott in power. Larry Scott, I blame a lot for this, and the TV contract and what the Pac-12 network, TV network, became. It just became a network that nobody watched. They couldn't sell it to people. They couldn't get it on DirecTV. I think not getting the network on DirecTV was a huge failure, because that would have brought in tons of people to the network. But Larry Scott and the TV contract, putting games on, 9 o'clock on the West Coast, or 10, not on the West Coast, but on the East Coast, and not getting exposure for the conference. I put a lot of blame at the feet of him. I have friends at the conference, at the network, that privately have told me the same thing, about Larry Scott, and even the last commissioner that they got rid of. They paid those commissioners a lot of money, and a lot more money than any other commissioners in college football, which is just insane. But at the end of the day, the Conference of Champions is no more. College football is moving on. I am slowly but surely moving on from this. Now it becomes, you know, Andy, you and I have connections with ASU and everything that they do there. It's going to be weird, Andy. I'm going to tell you, the first college football game that you and I go to, or I go to it at ASU or U of A, or, you know, and it says Big 12. You know, you're going to see the Big 12 logo on the field. That's going to be a little weird for me. But it is what college football is. And right now it's a money grab. They are finally going to pay players and former players in college football with that ruling that came about midweek as well. So we all know that college athletics has been about the money for a long time. It's kind of being thrown in our face in a way that can leave a sour taste in a lot of our eyes and a lot of our mouths. So I'm just disappointed that this happened. I will always be of the line of thinking that the West Coast, and I'm born and raised on the West Coast. I'm a West Coast guy, graduated from a Pac-12 school, that the West Coast deserves a power conference, and we don't have that anymore. And you know, it is what it is, but I will slowly but surely move on, like I said. But it is kind of a melancholy day. It was a melancholy week at the baseball tournament, because you knew that this was the end of it for the Pac-12. But like I said, it is what it is, and people just have to get used to the new look of college athletics.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a day that we'll obviously remember when all of this started going down, and we are where we are, and it is what it is. I say that a lot, but yeah, it's the truth. Sad day for like you're talking about, the West Coast and losing that power conference, but you know, on the other end of it, good opportunity for these schools to go elsewhere and just try to continue to survive, I guess, is the way to put it. Speaking of surviving, I just want to bring this up. Zverev plays Rafael Nadal tomorrow. That's the first rounder. They did not do Rafael Nadal any favors at this tournament. He's playing the number 4 seed. But with that being said, if he can get by Zverev, he does have an interesting route where success could happen. I don't know if I think it will, but at the end of the day, this may be one of the last opportunities for people to see one of the greatest tennis players to ever play in Rafi Nadal. Round one, playing the 4 seed, Alexander Zverev. It's a tough one, but at the same time, if he can get through that, I'm telling you, it could open things up for him to a certain degree. So next week we may have to get our good buddy Ari Wolf back on to talk a little tennis and some other stuff, obviously. But by the way, the defending champion is Novak Djokovic, who doesn't come into this thing playing extremely well right now. So concerns, honestly, a lot of concerns about his game and him moving forward, because quite frankly, he's not getting any younger either. So we could be watching the end of an era is what I'm trying to say here. You know, it started with Roger calling it quits, and now Rafi calling it quits for the most part. This is like his year to tour around, and people kind of give their love to him. And I don't think Djokovic is that far behind. I really don't. We're up to the next generation with the Alcarezes, the Sinners, the Ben Sheltons, and guys along those lines. So, it's kind of weird. I mean, I'm making a comparison here. You know, the Pac-12 coming to an end, right? It was tough to swallow. And I think to a certain degree, when you see some of the greatest tennis players or any of the greatest players in any sport, you know, when they get to the end, it's kind of tough, and it's kind of sad, and it's also kind of hard to let go. So
right.
I hope this next generation is ready to take it by storm and just grace us with the greatness that the guys before them have graced us with, you know, and that goes for all these different sports, not just tennis. It goes for everything. And I think that also has a little bit to do with having respect and appreciation for the game and the people before you, Mike.
No, I absolutely agree. And, you know, when we see great players like, you know, like Nadal, you know, get towards the end, and, you know, you and I are old enough. We've seen this a bunch of times over in all different sports. It's a little sad, but you hope, you know, the people use the phrase, the baton has been passed, and you hope that, like you were saying, the younger players that are coming up take that baton and realize what, lack of a better term, what their forefathers have done before them, and take the game even to bigger heights and bigger levels of competitiveness. So, you know, hopefully that can happen, but I will certainly enjoy watching Rafi, you know, finish out his career.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All righty, people, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us if you'd like, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook is Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, let's jump back into some NBA basketball, because I think that that's where your heart is right now, as your Boston Celtics are on the brink of going to the NBA Finals once again. And I kind of want to get back into something with you that I mentioned. It kind of probably went right over your head to a certain degree, because I mentioned how I thought it was more a thing of the media than anything else. But I'm just curious, because when you look at having great ball players, I think the tandem and the duo of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown is absolutely unbelievable. And I think that to a certain degree, there's a lot of shade thrown at Jaylen Brown because he was the first guy to get that really big contract, and it was all based on his merits, to be honest with you.
Right now
they're going to have two guys that they're going to be paying over $300 million. And here's my point to what I'm saying. The next guy that gets paid always gets paid more than the guy before him. So he set a bar, right, at $306 million or whatever. I'm going to guess Jason Tatum's going to get $350 million. Okay. Like, so all I'm trying to say is the table gets set, and then it gets reset, and it gets reset, and it gets reset, and it gets, over and over. You get my point. There should be no reason why people are throwing shade at a guy who averages like right around 25 points a game and has the ability to hit big shots, like you were talking about, the three-pointer in the corner the other night to force that game into overtime, and then 40-point night, and just going out there and playing extremely well. And then you have the media saying, well, this is Jason Tatum's team, but Jaylen Brown's the best player, and trying to put things in people's head and mind. And I don't know how, as an athlete, how much that really bothers them, to be honest with you. And I think it shouldn't. If it does, then that's a problem. But I look at it in a way different way, and it's, he was just the first guy to get paid that. Everybody else that comes after him is going to make more. Is that fair?
No, it's, well, look, yeah, it's absolutely fair. The Celtics are heading into rarefied air here that they're going to owe two players on their team, you know, a combined 600 plus million dollars. But that's, look, that's just the finances of the NBA anymore. Like, you know, the days of you and I, when you and I were growing up in the NBA, you know, that kind of money is long gone, and that's like chump change anymore. You know, and look, you know, Jaylen Brown, and it's been this way for me since, you know, he started developing in Boston. I mean, I saw him play at Cal, you know, and I remember, Andy, being at the Cal ASU basketball game, and there was Danny Ainge sitting half court, you know, mid court, court side, watching Jaylen Brown. And we all know that Danny Ainge knows basketball, and he saw something in Jaylen to bring him to Boston. They had a high draft pick. He brought him in. To me, you know, out of all the guys on the team, and I know today I've been all about Drew Holiday, and I love the pickup of Drew Holiday, but for years, my favorite player on Boston's been Jaylen Brown. He's tall, he's long, he can score, he can play defense for sure, and he doesn't shy away of trying to take on the toughest guard on the other team. And now I think with Jason Tatum coming the year after, you know, it's just a sequence of events. I mean, Jaylen's contract was just up before Jason. So, I mean, right. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole sequence of events there. Tatum's contract is going to be worth a little bit more because he's got all NBA, you know, awards, that kind of thing. And you can make your contract worth even more with those kind of accolades. But I don't think that the talk of, oh, this is Tatum's team, but Jaylen is the best player, I don't think that bothers them in the bit. I would tend to think, because I know that they're really good friends. They get along. They're having success at a young age. I mean, these guys have played in over 100 playoff games, and they're 26. They're 25 and 26 years old, and they've been in the league since they were 18, 19 years old. So I don't think it bothers them. I don't think it should. I'm right where you are with that. But, you know, you and I both know, doing media stuff, media has to come up with a story, right? They got to come up with some kind of narrative, something that they can get clicks on, something to get eyeballs on the TV by bringing up some of this crap. You know, and comparing the two and think there's just like some rivalry there. No, I don't think there's a rivalry there at all. They know they're in a great situation. They know they're on a great team, and they're going to do everything in their power to, make sure that, you know, they share the ball. They score. When one player's not having a great game, the other one picks up the slack. You know, it's a narrative that is out there for sure, but I think it's a false narrative because I don't think there's really anything to it between these two players, because I know they get along and they're friendly. And Andy, the one thing that I was telling my son last night was, because he was with me at the baseball game, was, look, just, it was almost like just maybe 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, people were doubting that this combination of Brown and Tatum, right, was going to work, and that they should try and trade somebody. Right. I'm like, no, they're young guys. You got to let them develop. They're gonna figure this out. They have figured it out. And for those people that said, oh, you should trade one of them, that those statements or that narrative did not age very well in my book.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you on that one. I remember that back in the day too, and I kept feeling the same sentiment that you did. Look, these guys are going to figure it out, and they're too good. There's way too much talent. That this is going to be a good marriage. So, on the subject of paying guys, who's going to be the odd man out, in your humble opinion? Like, do they have enough money than to pay Derek White, or are they going to have to let Derek White go because they also paid Drew the 135, right?
Right.
And they got to pay, so they're going to be paying Tatum and Drew and obviously Jaylen Brown a lot of money. Who's going to be the odd man out? I know we're looking a little bit ahead, but this is something to look ahead to. So who is Derek White the odd man out? He's going to demand a lot of money. Don't you agree? I mean, the guy's had a fantastic season and he deserves to get paid. So who winds up being the odd man out if that happens?
If that happens, I would tend to think it would be White, which would be, you know, he's almost like a cult figure in Boston now. He is, I mean, what we got Derek White for, or what, I don't want to say we, but I mean, what Boston got him for was chump change. It was like a candy bar, a bag of popcorn, and a draft pick. And we got Derek White, and look at what he's turned into. Now, I do know this, because I try and keep up on stuff in the league, and even, you know, with your team, my team, with everybody in the NBA, I do know that ownership went to Brad Stevens, the former coach and now the GM, who to me, Brad Stevens is turning into Danny Ainge 2.0 with what he's done and assembled in Boston. That ownership told Stevens, spend what you got to spend. We're like, we're in this, here we go, and luxury, you know, the luxury tax be damned, kind of thing. And I like it when teams spend money, because at the end of the day, you got to spend money to make money. And if Boston ends up winning a championship or a few championships out of this, the amount of money that they're going to make off of merchandise and everything else and ticket sales and all those kind of things is going to just overwhelm that whole luxury tax that is coming. I mean, I'm sure we're paying the luxury tax this year, and we're certainly going to pay it next year with Tatum getting his huge contract. But if it does come to it, and man, I that will be a sad day for me if Derek White becomes the odd man out in Boston, because he is certainly deserved. He certainly deserves every dime, dollar, $100 bill that he gets, because he has shown he's a team guy, he's a chemistry guy, he can block shots, he can score, he can lead a team, and he's just one of those. Andy, I know you've heard this term, a glue guy, right?
Yeah,
heard that,
yeah.
Right? He's
yep,
a glue
absolutely.
Guy on any
break,
team,
bro.
Especially in Boston.
Yeah. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and I'll let you continue to rant here. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your Total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
What would you do if you had a broken bone?
You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I got Mike Wilson. I got myself, Andy Dorf. And we can have you, if you'd like, at 1-800-878-7529. Or you can hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro. So we've talked a lot about your Boston Celtics and... Now I think I want to talk about the Timberwolves and the Mavericks, who will be facing.
There we go.
Yeah, they'll be facing off later on today. Obviously, Mavericks, very impressive the way that they won Game 1 and Game 2. And on the other hand, the Timberwolves, you know, after beating the defending champions, it seems almost like they've taken their foot off the gas to a certain degree, and or maybe they had to expend so much energy in that series that they just weren't ready for what Luka and Kyrie and Lively and Gafford and Jones and all these guys were bringing to the table against them, Hardy as well. Like, dude, they're getting great play from everybody, the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing the defensive intensity from the Timberwolves that I saw against the Denver Nuggets. It's game three. They're in Dallas. Their back is up against the wall. They need to get this victory tonight. If they don't, I don't see them running four straight on this Dallas Maverick team, who is gaining all kinds of confidence. Luka and Kyrie have the ability to pick each other up. That's what I've noticed from their play thus far. Like, in the first half the other night, Kyrie had it going. Well, guess who got it going in the second half? Luka. Well, the other day before that, guess who had it going in the first? Luka. And then who took over in the second? Kyrie. You get my point.
Right.
I think that because of their ability to take guys one-on-one and create for other dudes, they are – incredibly difficult to guard. How do the Timberwolves turn this around, Mike?
Well, look, you let off that their defense has not been the same as it was with Denver. They got to turn up that defense, because I mentioned it earlier in the show with Boston. Defense wins championships. Boston can play defense. We have seen Minnesota play defense, like very aggressive, clamp down, lock down type defense. They have to get back to that, because when you play that type of defense, you get steals, you get deflections, your defense makes offense, and you get easy buckets. And if they can do something along those lines and get back to that aggressive style of defense, then we can talk about Minnesota coming back in the series. You know, and the obvious point is, if they don't, they're very, you know, close to being swept right out of the playoffs. And, you know, there are a lot of people on the Minnesota bandwagon. And if they can't get this win, whatever it takes, all hands on deck today, or tonight, excuse me, then it's going to be one of those things where Minnesota had a great season, but it'll probably leave a little bit of a sour taste in the fans' mouth and the team's mouth.
Well, when you look at the Dallas Mavericks over the last 3 years, if I'm not mistaken, they have reached the Western Conference Finals 2 out of 3 times. And they have guys with experience in Luka and Kyrie, Kyrie has the championship. Like, it doesn't get it doesn't get any bigger than that, right? So they have and they have Jason Kidd, who also, if I'm not mistaken, has a chip with Dallas from that Dallas team with him and Dirk Nowitzki from back in the day. So as a coach, he has that experience. Look. The Mavericks are good. Like, they're playing defense the way that I thought the Timberwolves would play defense. Does that make sense? And I said to you...
Oh, absolutely.
I said to you before this series that I thought these were the two best defensive teams. Minnesota's defense has been a no-show when they've needed it most in the first two games. Dallas has played great defense. And I'm going to give your Boston Celtics some credit, too. They've been able to clamp down and play great defense when needed. So maybe their defense is right there with either the Mavericks or the Timberwolves when the Timberwolves are playing great defense. But that seemed to have left them for the moment. How big is Anthony Edwards tonight? How aggressive does he need to be? I heard him in the locker room the other night talking about how he's kind of passed up some shots and, you know, he's trying to make the right play. And then he even said sometimes the right play may not be to pass it. It might actually be to shoot it. How aggressive does Anthony Edwards need to be tonight?
He needs to take the bull by the horns tonight. And, you know, you mentioned, I heard the same thing you did, the whole locker room thing. And it almost sounded like, and you may agree with this as well to a certain extent, it's almost like he's overthinking, you know, and just not going out and playing, because that's what made everybody fall in love with this guy and make all the references to Jordan and those kind of things. He just needs to go out and play the way that he is absolutely capable of playing, and just not think about, okay, if I do this and this happens, and, you know, and he gets inside of his head. And a lot of times, you know this, people get, and it doesn't matter if it's sports or not, if you get inside your head about something, it just affects what you do on a daily basis, on a court, on a field, whatever it may be, on an athletic context. But yeah, he just needs to go out and play and just bring his guys with him.
Yeah, and Karl Anthony Towns needs to be aggressive as well. He has to be that second scorer. I feel like Rudy Gobert's defense has been non-existent. I think it's one of those things where the bigs that he's playing up against are a little too mobile. And it's a tough guard for him. Like, Joker is a tough guard too, but you get my point. Like, his moves are slower. Right. Lively and Gafford, these guys are young and they're so quick and they're getting a lot of easy buckets. The alley-oop, I don't know if I've seen it ever as much as I have in this series between both of these teams, but it seems like Dallas is getting the better of that. I just think it's going to take an all-around team effort. You need Conley to play well. That they can't turn the ball over. Like, I've been noticing that too, turning the ball over a little bit too much. You know, like, and I think that Anthony Edwards also alluded to that. Like, minimize the mistakes, right? You have to minimize the mistakes, and you have to go out there and realize that every single possession is so important. And when you don't capitalize on a possession, the other team has the ability to do that. So when you don't score, you have to go out and play extremely hard on the defensive side. And I just feel like either it's that the matchups of Luka and Kyrie with how they are so good one-on-one and how they're bringing two defenders at him and they're finding the open man. Is it too much for the Minnesota Timberwolves to overcome? Or does Anthony Edwards and the guys go out there with such an aggressive mindset that they flip the script a little bit and put the Mavericks on their heels? It's not like Minnesota hasn't had control of both of the games. Like, they were winning, right?
Right.
They were winning these games. And then all of a sudden, they
weren't.
The one knock I have on Minnesota, man, is that their offense can go pretty stale and stagnant at times. And, you know, you mentioned that Boston falls in love with the three-point shot. Well, Minnesota falls in love with the three-point shot, too. And you've got guys like Anthony Edwards who can get to the basket and get fouled. Like, you've got to be aggressive, man. In sports and in life, the person that is more aggressive usually winds up being more successful, right or wrong?
No, absolutely. It's right. I mean, you just have to show aggression. And even, look, the refs play into this. You know, they will fully admit, I've heard referees say this, look, this team was being more aggressive. They got some calls. They were trying to take, as I said a few minutes ago, the bull by the horns and get to the rack. I mean, that you made a great point in terms of Minnesota and Boston kind of, they go in these, I call it dead phases. And the ball doesn't move, 3 points, one shot and out type of offense. Minnesota can kind of fall in love with that. And when you got a guy like Ant that can get to the rack anytime he wants, because he's so athletic and so tall and long and all those kind of things, that's what he needs to do. I think a lot of times, and I feel this way with Jason Tatum, if Tatum gets to the rack and Ant gets to the rack and he gets some layups, some little, you know, 6-7, 8 footers that go in, he sees the ball go in, that opens up the whole rest of their repertoire in terms of their game. And it's a confidence thing. And you can see it with Ant, you can see it with Tatum, and just basically any player in the NBA. When they see the ball go in, positive things happen. So that's why I think Ant early on has to be aggressive around the basket and get some cheap points, get some easy buckets to kind of get him going. Because let's face it, Andy, if Ant gets going, that whole rest of the team is going to feed off of that. And then everybody else on that team is going to get going because they're going to start to double Ant. Ant's going to distribute the ball, find the open guy. They start making shots, and now we have an avalanche of points happening for the Minnesota Timberwolves. But it all starts with Ant and him being hyper aggressive and just trying to get off the schneid and get some points just to get his rhythm going.
All right, so who's going to win tonight? Is it Minnesota, and they get this thing back to something that is manageable, or does the Mavericks do what the Celtics did, taking a very impressive 3-0 lead?
I would hope that Minnesota can get this win. Dallas is just playing good ball right now. And they're at home now. They have the home crowd. Their role players play better at home as well. So I think Dallas goes up 3-0. But you know, Minnesota's going to have to play a perfect game to steal a game on the road. So,
well, I'm going to go on record. You know, last week I predicted two things to happen. They both happened. I'm going to predict one thing.
Nostradamus.
I'm going to predict one thing today. I'm going to predict that the Timberwolves do get the victory tonight in Dallas. And I do think that this series goes 7. Look, they've played too well throughout the postseason for it all to just come to an end by the Dallas Mavericks in a sweep. I just don't see it. I think they play their best game possible tonight. And I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say, I think the Minnesota Timberwolves get a victory in Dallas tonight, unlike Indiana was able to do on their home floor. I hear the music. I know we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side and we'll do what we do, which is called parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorr. If you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, who joined us in hour number one talking NHL and Major League Baseball. Appreciate him as always, and obviously thank Robert on the other side for making it possible for us here on the program. Mike, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
The Pac-12 and going out. We talked Boston for a long time, but let's bring it back to the unfortunate situation with Grayson Murray. And then I just found out that Stan Van Gundy's wife, who died in August, died of suicide as well. Check on the people you love because you never know what they're going through, and you want to make sure that they are getting the help that they need and maybe want, but are afraid to ask. But just check on people be kind, be a human.
Yeah, man. You know, I watched this show on Netflix the other day, Baby Reindeer, and it's kind of weird how all these things tie together. That was also about mental health and all that stuff. And I agree with you, man. It's really important to check on the people you love. Stay in close contact. We all live lives, and we all try to go about it and act like we're tougher than anything, but at the end of the day,
right,
we're all fragile to a certain degree. And I love the sports world. It means so much to me. It takes away so much of the other stuff that's going on. So I like to embrace the good about what's going on. And let's have these sports on this Memorial Day weekend and enjoy them, people, and enjoy the people you love around you. For Mike, for Robert, for John, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.